Good morning. The first lesson comes from Acts chapter 4, verses 5 to 12. The next day, the rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who is sick and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This is Jesus, the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." Next, we will read Psalm 23 responsibly by verse. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters.
He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over.
Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
The second lesson comes from 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 to 24. "We know love by this, that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in his name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Holy Spirit that he has given us." This ends the reading.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. At this time, the children's message, and we have that coming up. Great, I'm going to try to sit right here. and not miss anybody. Okay. That's always a trip. Good morning. Did you enjoy the baptism? It's something very different, isn't it? The water and the washing and becoming a full member in the body of Christ, the church. And part of this day is the day of Jesus as a good shepherd. Jesus leads us to still water and to green pasture, which kind of leads us to Cora's baptism and also to the reality that tomorrow is Earth Day, a day that we in the world pay close attention to how we care for the earth. And we want to care for the earth for Cora, one of the youngest, well, the youngest in our midst, and the idea being that the world we've known, we're able to pass on to her maybe better than we found it. And the earth is having difficulties because of some of the things we do as human beings. So how are the ways we can care for the earth? Well, one would plant a tree, plant a flower. You know this, I think. We can use less water if that's possible, or at least turn the water off when we brush our teeth. I remind myself of that. And sometimes I must say, it starts and then I brush, oh, turn that off, come on. And I do it. Other ways that you and I can make the world better, caring for animals, caring for each other, using things diligently, and when we're done with them, as you do with the shepherd's closet, share that clothing with other people, and then recycling all the things that we can recycle, plastics and paper. And in that way, try to make this good earth safe for us all. Would you run up and grab one of those for me? Thank you. So I have a little globe today, and we are, when you get back, your parents will help you, but we're right about there. And we're right about there, Liverpool, right along the river, you see it there? Well, I really don't. But anyway, it looks small. I wanted to get a small one. It is kind of a ball. You could throw it. I'm giving it to you to remind us of this garden that God has created. It's our only home, and we're safe here, and we work together. We want to get along and care for each other. And just to remind you that Earth Day is every day, not tomorrow, but every day. You and I, as people living in this beautiful garden, can care for it and care for each other. Amen. Almighty God, we pray for Cora and all of these young children. Guide us as we take care of your garden, as we take care of each other, as we share your love, and as we reach out to those who may be strangers to us, to love and care for them. In Jesus' name, amen. So please take an earth globe with you. Thank you. And remind us both of, I'm thinking both of Cora and of the garden that we take care of. Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words that are spoken and how we listen be guided by the Holy Spirit and true to the Holy Gospel, that we may recognize that we are known by the Good Shepherd and that we know the Good Shepherd and that we seek to follow him. In Jesus' name, amen. And in a sense, known and knowing, that is part of what we are celebrating today in the sacrament of holy baptism, and certainly in the anthem, "You Are Loved," that the choir gave us as such a beautiful gift. Jesus says in John 10:14, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." Cora Ann is known by Jesus fully and totally. And Cora Ann knows now, even when she cries a little bit, and will know even more fully as her life unfolds, Jesus, the Good Shepherd. She will not miss him. She will encounter him. she will know our Lord and Savior as you do. In Cora's baptism, we have seen the Good Shepherd. The sacraments, Holy Baptism and Holy Communion, are visible words that embody the present action of God's grace. That is, grace, free, unearned, unconditional love with which God loves each of us. In this water that was warmed, the Good Shepherd was present and is present. And Christ withdrowned Cora to sin and raised her to new life in Christ our Lord. The gifts of baptism are that Cora's sins are forgiven, that Cora is a full member of the body of Christ, the church, that Cora is a disciple of Jesus, part of the fold, and that Cora is now already an inheritor of eternal life with nothing to earn, nothing to prove. The table is set for her now at the banquet of the Lamb. A free gift from the God whose love is unconditional, full, and total. Cora is covered by the grace of the Good Shepherd. In this baptismal bath, Jesus has taken Cora to the green pasture. Jesus has restored Cora's soul. He will lead Cora in right paths, and even in the shadow of death, Cora will fear no evil. The Good Shepherd is with her. Jesus' rod and staff, his wounds and resurrection comfort her. And even in the presence of enemies, Cora's cup will overflow, and she will be anointed with the oil of gladness. It is true, goodness and mercy shall follow her all the days of her life, and she will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All of that happened in this baptismal moment. Water, Word, Good Shepherd present, alive and visible. And what is true for Cora is true for you. All that we have said is true for you. That the Lord knows you fully, and you know the Good Shepherd. Andy and Jordan and all of us have made promises to God to make sure Cora lives among God's faithful people, that Cora comes to worship and receives the Holy Supper, promises that Cora will be taught the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, the Ten Commandments, and that we and her family will place in her hands the Holy Scriptures, nurture her faith in prayers, so that Cora will learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace in all the earth. And we said, we promise to help that happen as we teach and embody Christ's love to Cora Ann. Andy and Jordan and their family have been keeping these promises in the lives of Bryce and Troy, as you so well know. And you, as the family of Bryce and Troy and Cora and all the baptized children in this congregation and every child in this congregation and toward each other, you in this family, at your best, are embodying a sign for Cora and all the children that you live together in peace and in harmony, even in disagreement. That you live together and you embody this love of the Good Shepherd. That is your teaching mission for all the children in this family of the body of Christ. That as you live and work and serve and go to council meetings and sit on a call committee, that you are doing it with a sense of love and harmony that goes far deeper than any divisions that might exist. In fact, we move in our lives as Christians to be reconciled and overcome all those divisions. And that's what Cora needs to see you doing. You are teachers. You just made a promise like you've made so many times before, and I'm sure each time you've taken it to heart. There are four important promises that stand out. That our children may learn to trust God. How central that is in this confusing and sometimes challenging world. To trust God and turn to God always, first, and forever. No matter what other voices are shouting, to always turn in trust to God first, always, forever. Secondly, that our children share Christ's love in word and deed. I think they embody that love every time they gather for a children's sermon. They're kind to each other, they look at each other, and they listen and look like they're interested. And maybe they're not, but they look like they are. What a gift to the one leading a children's sermon, or you who are being taught by the children. Thirdly, we want them to know that we care for others and the world and the earth that God made. That's what an Earth Day is about. That's for us as Christians, Earth Day is so much deeper than one day. It's a commitment we've made from the covenant of baptism. And finally, to work for justice and peace in all the world, in our nation, in our community, and in the neighborhood, in our families. In baptism, the Good Shepherd makes promises to Korah, as God did to you. And the promise that the Good Shepherd gives is that in joy and in sorrow, in success or in failure, in being accepted or in feeling one day that we might not belong, in being affirmed or being critiqued, in being first or finding ourselves last, in laughter or in tears, in health or in sickness, in being together or being separated, in life and in death, Jesus is saying always, I know you, Korah Ann. I see you, dear child. I hear you. And I, the Good Shepherd, am with you wherever and whatever the circumstances are that you are facing. And Korah will say as she grows in faith, and even now, although she can't put it into words, I know you, Good Shepherd. I know you, my Creator, my Savior, the Holy Spirit. And she will say, I will follow. Korah Ann has been to the waters of baptism. They've been poured upon her. The warm embrace of the Good Shepherd is holding you, Korah, always, everywhere, no matter what. We rejoice that we are one with Korah, known by the Good Shepherd, and knowing the Good Shepherd, our Lord and Savior, and saying, yes, as Korah will, we will follow. Amen. The blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with each of you. Amen.
Thank you.
And I'll ask the children if you want to sit in the front pew to be part of the baptism, and please come forward, Andy and Jordan, and all who are coming to join us for Cora's Anne's baptism. Please come forward. Very good. So this will be a good place for you to see everything that happens. We stand here. Aubrey's helping me today, and I appreciate that. Very good. And thanks to the choir, for you certainly did in that anthem kind of summarize the themes of holy baptism. Thank you very much. In holy baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father liberates us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. We are born children of a fallen humanity. In the waters of baptism, we are reborn children of God and inheritors of eternal life. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, which is the body of Christ. As we live with him and with his people, we grow in faith and in obedience to the will of God. Called by the Holy Spirit and trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have Cora Anne baptized into Christ? If so, answer together, we do?
We do.
You do. As you bring your child to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with gifts and responsibilities to live with her among God's faithful people, to bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, to teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in her hands the Holy Scriptures, to nurture her in faith and prayer so the Cora Anne may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for all others and the world God has made, and work for justice and peace in all the earth. Do you promise to help Cora Anne grow in the Christian faith and life? And the answer is we do, and we ask God to help us.
We do, and we ask God to help and guide us.
Very good. I'll ask the congregation to stand at this time. And we ask you, do you, the people and members of this family, promise to support Cora Anne, to pray for her life in Christ, and to nurture her faith? If so, answer together, we will.
We will.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, we give you thanks, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water you nourish and sustain us and all living things. By the waters of the flood you condemned the wicked and saved those whom you had chosen, Noah and his family. You led Israel by the pillar of cloud and fire through the sea, out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, your beloved son has set us free from the bondage to sin and death and has opened the way to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water a sign of the kingdom and of cleansing and of rebirth. In obedience to his command, we make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit, so that Cora Anne, who is baptized here today, may be given new life. Wash away her sin, and cleanse her by this water, bringing her forth as an inheritor of your glorious kingdom. To you be given praise and honor and worship, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. At this time, I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, to confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father, I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body,
and the life everlasting. Amen.
Okay. How's she doing? Not really wake her up, but okay. Hi, little girl. Thank you. Cora Ann is baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus, we give you thanks for freeing your daughter from the power of sin and death, for raising her to a new life through Jesus our Lord. Pour your Spirit upon Cora, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the joy you always live. That's okay. Isn't this fun? Cora, child of God, you have been washed by the water of baptism and marked by the sign of the cross, that you may live in Christ our Lord forever. Amen. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. I'm going to present one of you with a candle to light on the anniversary of her baptism. The light reminds us of Jesus, the light of the world. And let us pray. When we had the rehearsal, you were so good. We did have a rehearsal. Sorry. All right. Great. You're very good. Okay. Let us pray. O God, the giver of all life, look with kindness upon Andy and Jordan, the parents of Cora. Let them rejoice in the gift you have given them. Make them teachers and examples of righteousness before. Strengthen them in their own baptism so that they may share eternally with Cora the salvation you have given to them through Christ our Lord. Bless and guide her brothers, Bryce and Troy, as they share their faith and love with Cora. And now our welcome. Through baptism, Cora has been made a member of the priesthood we believe in together, that we may proclaim the praise of God and hear and bear his creative and redeeming word to all the world. And now that she's quiet, here is our newest member, Cora Ann. We welcome her with joy and assure her of our love and support in all that is to come, and guide her and teach her as we are able by the gift of the Holy Spirit. Rejoice that we have this new sister, a full member of the body of Christ, with us now. Okay. We welcome Cora as a new member with us in the body of Christ, the church, assuring her of our love and support, and giving thanks for her presence in this new life that we share in Christ our Lord. Okay, this is Cora Ann. And now she's so calm. We welcome her into the body of Christ, the church, full members with us in this body, and give thanks for her new life in our midst. Very good. Just that. And Emily had kept the water warm. Emily Sharver had the water warm for us. So it wasn't the water. Now together there's bold print. If you see it, we do this together. We welcome you into the Lord's family.
We receive you as a fellow member of the body of Christ, child of the same Heavenly Father, and worker with us in the kingdom of God.
Amen. The congregation may be seated. Congratulations. I will give her. I have the certificate. I'll give that to you. There is a box for the candle. And congratulations. She did a lovely job.